13 past 7 on 1494 2AY, Kylie and Kev.
And also joined by David Clark, he's chair of Albury-Wodonga Connected Communities. Good morning, David.
Good morning, Kylie. Good morning, Kev.
Now, both Kev and I have actually gone along to some of your events, but for those who are unaware, perhaps tell us a little bit about how the Albury-Wodonga Connected Communities works and how the grants can really help people.
Okay, so the Albury-Wodonga Connected Communities is a community non-for-profit organisation. We work in conjunction with Bendigo Bank, and our aim is to return funds that are raised by the bank to the community, to the local community of Albury, Wodonga and Lavington and surrounding areas. And the way it really works is that the bank makes a decision to return some of those funds to the community if the Bendigo Bank customers tag their accounts. So it's at no cost to the individual customer. It's a bank decision, and we are very grateful to the bank to be able to get those funds.
So it's a percentage of interest and things like that sort of diverts.
Yeah, it's a small percentage of interest on every type of account that the customer may hold, whether it be a savings account, a home loan, a mortgage, could be a business account. We in the Albury-Wodonga Connected Communities, we don't really worry about that because that's bank business.
Yeah.
We are on the return side to get
and
the profits.
You're rubbing your hands together,
back
going
to the community.
And spend this,
David, as Kylie said, we've been to a couple of the presentations. We both went to different ones at different times because sort of every 6 months that you sort of hold a round of nominations for grants.
And, So our grants open for a period of a month. Month or 2 months, and then we review those, we select the successful recipients, and then we have a grants presentation night in May and November each year.
So the reason you're here is nominations for grants are now open, aren't they?
They certainly are, and we welcome all community organisations throughout the local area to hop onto our website, which is awconnectedcommunities.com.au. They can download the application form. We really look at applications that are going to make a difference to the community. So we may have had applications in the past that, say, want funding for a computerised system, and we don't actually see that that necessarily gives a return to the community. Mm. But if an organisation or group asks for something that makes a difference to people out in the community, that's what we're after.
And a great example of that last year was Boys to the Bush, also Meals on Wheels Albury. I mean, even basic things like having an esky that the Meals on Wheels people can leave at someone's house if they're not home to ensure their meals aren't spoiled. Practical things like that are great. And again, the Boys to the Bush, a program that's really paying dividends for disengaged youth.
Kylie, Boys to the Bush has been absolutely amazing. And I guess after we granted them some money, I think a lot of our board members actually went in and we started looking at the organisation, went onto their website or their Facebook or whatever, and we realised that the little bit of money that we pushed their way makes the difference in the lives of so many youth, mm-hmm. so many boys locally, and they are young boys who could quite easily go the other way. But we've got an organisation out there really committed to making a positive change in their lives.
And I think in the case with Boys of the Bush, it was something practical. I think it went to a trailer to help cart some kayaks and fishing gear and things, because when they started, they were begging and borrowing from mates and dads and things.
They were, and the guys who run Boys to the Bush, they were actually using their own equipment. And I don't think they ever thought that they didn't think they'd get a trailer so soon. And earlier you were saying about the sausage sizzle and how people just, you know, they're just out of constantly raising funds. And this was a way to actually get that money back.
Yeah, yeah. Much quicker.
Yep.
And another one I liked was the table tennis club here in Albury-Wodonga. You granted money to them to help with toilets. Now, it sounds really simple and really silly, but it gave them toilets for both male and female in their club rooms, but also helped with a massive event that they attracted with those facilities as well.
Yep. And I think that's, you know, when any of us go to an event or a function, you know, with a sporting group, we don't actually sort of think about the importance of toilets and the fact that you've got adequate toilets for male and female that can work for people with disabilities, with kids, the elderly or whatever. And again, that was probably something that, you know, when their committee sits down and thinks, oh, we need to upgrade our toilets, where do we get the funds from? And they're not, you know, they haven't got cash lying around everywhere. Mm. So to be able to come to a group like us and put in an application to say, we just want to do this. And it, look, some of our grants have only been $1,000. Some have been a lot more than $1,000. Over the last 12 months, we've granted over $55,000.
Wow.
to the local community. And we also now have a strategy at looking at some long-term grants. So the Wodonga SES is an example of that. They need to acquire a new truck to conform to their standards, and it's a huge expense.
Yeah.
And we've actually made a commitment over a defined period of time to allocate some funds to them. And we're doing that with some other groups as well.
Terrific stuff. Yep.
Albury Wodonga Connected Communities, David Clark. One more time, the website, if anyone wants to nominate to get some money for their not-for-profit or little community group around town.
It's awconnectedcommunities.com.au.
And thank you so much for your time to join us here today.
Thank you very much, Kevin. Thanks,
Kylie. Have a great day, Dave.
Yeah, 19 past 7. Kylie and Kev on 1494 2AY.